Dubé says the evidence is clear. Climate change is happening and at a rapid rate. He says the Global Monitoring for Environmental Security Africa, which is funded by the African and European Unions, wants to help people be better prepared. Dubé says Africa has been at a disadvantage due to limited data.
For instance, be it weather data or any form of data, environmental data, crop data, settlement data, that can be used, for instance, in modeling, a sort of addressing information on which areas are likely to be prone to flooding. This has made it very difficult to sort of plan ahead. One of the issues is because in most African countries, issues to do with the data sharing are a problem. So now, because of the GMES Africa project, they are bringing new ideas, particularly where we have to use satellite data, which has got a huge footprint.
Dubé says the project currently relies on Earth observation satellite data from NASA in the United States and the European Space Agency.
We have been lagging behind as Africa in that particular area, but through the GMES Africa, now we've got what we call the AU space policy. The space policy actually is advancing issues to do with Earth observation and its applications in Africa. So now, like South Africa, one of the universities in the Western Cape will be hosting a program that particularly provides training on Earth observation. And we have got a space development that will be hosted in Egypt.
Dubé says the Global Monitoring for Environmental Security Africa project has 13 different focuses on the continent. He says in Southern Africa, they are concentrating on wetlands.
Because in wetlands, considering that the environment is changing now, we're experiencing a lot of drought, climate change, and which means there are a lot of resources that are sort of getting depleted, particularly grazing resources, food-related resources, mainly for communities around these areas. So we're trying to find ways in which we can use Earth observation data to sort of enhance decision-making by different stakeholders, those who make policies for wetland or conservation related in wetland areas, or those who depend on wetland, particularly rural community people and farmers who base their livelihood basically on these sort of resources.
One such farmer is Thomas Nika of Zimbabwe.
I think what is important is that the project generally assists us in planning in light of the climate change challenges. So generally the project has assisted us to understand the ecological conditions of the wetlands in terms of the soils, in terms of the water, how long does it last in the wetlands, and what are the changes that may be happening.
Dubé says they have an online portal that was developed in consultation with stakeholders like farmers. They also have what he calls citizen scientists based in communities to help others access this information.
So we stayed with the users for the users. That has been our motto. In phase two, what we are now trying to do so that we bring this information more close to farmers, we are now planning to develop apps that they can access via cell phones.
Started in 2018, phase two of the project will begin on February 1st. This is Vicky Stark for VOA News in Cape Town.